Hey Gratitude Seeker, today we will focus on the things that we are grateful for in the month of April of 2018. Let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. It's something quite amazing to be able to breathe, and you become more aware of it when you're sick, when you have a cold. So enjoy this blessing. But getting back to April, I don't know how it was for you, but here in April, the spring was blossoming. And I think it's so amazing to look at spring of 2018 while it's winter. And while being so happy that it snowed here and it's so beautiful and the sky is a really beautiful color, it's like a gray and almost white somehow, even in the nighttime it feels like it's lit up. And it makes me think about what we enjoy. I think one of these things that we enjoy is the fact that we have contrast. Like in the summer, when it's really hot, we might be thinking of winter, and when it's winter and it's really cold, we might be thinking about the summer. But I think every season has its magic, and in April of 2018 the spring started and it was beautiful. Some of the photos that I have from April are actually from my apartment. I'm fortunate enough to see nature when I look outside my window, and the combination between the green of the nature and the beautiful blue of the skies made me feel such appreciation, so much gratitude for the fact that I'm fortunate enough to be close to nature, even though I'm in a pretty big city. I've also found some pictures with my girlfriend and a friend of hers when we went to the park. And there is this thing that I like to do that I realized when I was traveling. I like to explore the things that we have here as I would if I would be in a different city, in a different country. Basically like a tourist would. And in this way I find new things that I didn't know about or that I passed by without even noticing. And it was like that when we went to the park. We found out that we have black swans on the lake that's near the park. We played around with photos and the colors of nature. It was something really simple that we enjoyed quite a lot. The second reason why I'm really grateful about the month of April is the fact that I received amazing feedback and support from you, the Gratitude Seekers. It was the first time when someone recommended the podcast on Instagram, in their stories to be more exact, and I was really happy and grateful that she actually filmed herself in her story. And what's even more amazing is that she's a news anchor and the footage is actually from her office, let's say, from where she presents the news. And it was so unexpected, and I was so happy that we were able to communicate afterwards, and she told me a few things that I thought were very interesting. And I felt really happy that she likes the podcast, and she likes it that much that she actually recommended the podcast in her Instagram stories. So this would be my second reason to feel grateful about the month of April. I have received many more messages on Facebook or reviews for the podcast that made me feel the support. I'm very happy about it, and I would love to share them with you, but I don't want to make this about me because it's about you. I want to give you examples so that you can get inspired on what you can be grateful for the month of April. And the third reason is that we went home for Easter. It's been a while since I've been to my hometown, and it's quite interesting to see how it changed, the new things that we now have there, and also the things that stayed the same. You have such a different perspective when you don't visit too often, because you can really see and appreciate the changes. To be honest, somehow I thought that my hometown will still be the way it was 10 years ago that it wouldn't grow this much. But that really made me think about the fact that overall things are really getting better and better. And even small towns now have all kinds of things that I could only find here in this bigger city. And I think that's a really good thing. And I was really happy to reconnect with the places where I grew up, where I used to play, and how magical they were. We basically made every pipe, every part of the street, even the margins of the pavements, we made them into something fun. We created games around them. Everything there represented an opportunity to have fun, to find ways of interacting with the environment so that we will enjoy the time that we spend outside. And of course, the places where we played hide and seek. I remember where I used to hide really well and wait until the last person so that I can save them all at the end. That was such a great experience. So yeah, this is my third reason to be grateful about the month of April. The fact that I got to reconnect with those memories, with those places that meant so much for me. They were basically my universe at that point. And having these experiences with my girlfriend and my parents while enjoying a beautiful weather. And even though I said that I'm not going to share some of the support that I received in the month of April from listeners of the Gratitude Podcast, I think this message can be really inspiring for you too. So Donna Normandin said that, "I listen every morning while getting ready for work. It sets the tone for the day, putting me in the right frame of mind for whatever challenges I have to face and to help me notice all the good things that are around me. Today at work, a lot of people were upset that it is cold outside, even though it's spring. I said to them, 'Yes, but it's sunny.' And they agreed that it was a good point." I think this beautiful message can be an inspiration right now, and it's very much in tune with the topic of this particular episode. So back to you. What are you grateful for when you look back at the month of April? Was it cold or was it sunny? What are the things that you remember from Easter? Where did you go out in nature if you did so? How did spring make you feel? What was great about this spring? Find just three reasons to feel grateful about April and write them down where you wrote about January, February, and March. You'll see that by the end of these episodes, you will have a beautiful picture and a beautiful perspective of 2018 that will give you the power to create an even more amazing year to come. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to share this idea and these episodes with friends and family. I really think it can make a really big difference. And I've actually received some amazing feedback from listeners. So thank you once again for listening and for sharing. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.